busy time for sport, which means a busy time for Warwick Hadfield. The word is amazing, and I'm not just talking about you.
Thanks very much, James. Amazing is the word that's been used by the head of the International Olympic Committee to describe the Sochi Winter Olympics, congratulating the Russians for putting on what's been a successful game, successful for them both in terms of the organisation, which is, was the aim of which was, I guess, well, be the last refuge of scoundrels as patriotism, of course, and that's, I'm sure, been a big part of the success in Russia. The Russians also headed the gold medal count, the overall medal count. They won the four-person bobsleigh overnight, which would make up, I guess, for not winning the ice hockey. Canada did that. And look, it's been, you know, we had all the stories as we normally do in the build-up to these games, you know, terrorism, venues not ready, but in the finish they got there. The closing ceremony was a spectacular celebration, I guess, of all things Russian, music and literature and so on. So in the end, amazing is the word, but is amazing the word in another sport too, James, in cricket?
Yeah, quite a collapse.
Quite a collapse. 10 wickets, sorry, for 90 runs. Australia set
against
a huge
South Africa.
Against South Africa in Port Elizabeth, the second test, set 448 to win. Australians got off to a flyer. Chris Rogers and David Warner, you know, just took to the new ball and it looked like, well, you know, can Australia really score 448? Suddenly it was possible. And then the South African bowlers, once the ball started to get reverse, go reverse, Australia reversed as well. As I said, lost all those wickets for not very many runs. So the series, it's now squared, and it's going to be interesting that, you know, these are two very, very good sides and could easily have played a 5-test match series against each other. The South Africans have two wonderful bowlers in Vernon Philander and, of course, Dale Steyn, who was just dramatic in his performance to knock over the Australian middle order overnight. Once Warner was gone, it was just calypso collapso. It was almost like watching the West Indies at their worst. But, look, it was a mighty performance by the South Africans because they did attract an awful lot of criticism in their own country for the way they lost the first test. They reshaped their side. Of course, there'll be some talk about the way the wicket was, pitch doctored in some people's minds to negate Mitchell Johnson. But I think, you know, the way the South African bowlers bowled on this PE wicket suggests that they just had the mental strength to come back from that. Well, that quite debilitating loss in the first test. And they are the number one test cricket team in the world. And last night, overnight, they really showed that.
And the number one women's soccer club, we've had the grand final, Melbourne Victory.
Well, if you're ever going to, I mean, Melbourne Victory had never beaten Brisbane Roar since they'd been in the Women's League, the W League, and they picked the absolute right moment to do it for the first time. The grand final, the score 2-0. It was 2-0 by half time. So a pretty comprehensive victory. Lisa Devanna scored the first goal, one of the best soccer players in the world. And Lauren Barnes, the American import, scored the other one. So there'll be a lot of celebrating in Melbourne tonight or overnight, I can tell you, James.
It's not if you play well, it's when you play well.
That's right, James.
Warwick Hadfield, always top form. Thank you very much.